What's up, everyone? All right, so guess what? A green day. Wearing red, and I am not afraid. Today was a reverse jinx. I knew wearing red, you know, typically would put me at a high likelihood of having a red day. However, following a red day, I wear red, and that way I'm green. I'm thinking. All right, so a green day, $1,600. Happy about that. 198th trading day of the year. You know, slow and steady wins the race. Yeah, I'm still down, you know, versus yesterday. Lost 4,000 yesterday, so 1,600 today. Doesn't make it all back, but it's a step in the right direction, and I'm going to keep it going tomorrow and through the rest of the week. All right, so we're going to break down the trades from today in the midday recap. Any questions, any comments, leave them below, and I'll come back through and answer them later this afternoon. All right, see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. Everyone, so we're going to go over our midday recap for today and break down the trades from this morning. Today is a green day, which is great, you know, getting back from the red day yesterday. So this is my P&L here today. Only traded two stocks, so I kept it a little bit simple here. I didn't overtrade today. I really just took two individual trades, and that was it. ACHV lost $500, and DFBG made $2,197. So green by $1,600. It doesn't make back all that I lost yesterday, but it makes back you know, a good portion of it, and you know, that's all I can really ask for. You know, it's just one step in the right direction, and so today what was kind of interesting is that both of the trades were right off of our gap scanner. So if I do historical date and time on this, 9:15 a.m., we will see that our third leading gapper was ACHV, gapping up, priced at $2.73, up 27%, with a 4 million share float and nearly a million shares of volume pre-market. So on this one, I was looking at it pre-market and thought that it looked good in this consolidation for a break of the pre-market high of $3. Now, when the bell rang, this ended up dipping down, and there was a 75,000 share seller at 285. I jumped into this thinking that that seller would break, and that did not happen. The seller didn't break, so I jumped in and stopped out with 3,000 shares for a about a 15-cent loss, down $529. So, you know, that was disappointing to have my first trade of the day be red, you know, but it was worth a stab. I thought it was worth a stab. So that was ACHV. Second one, DFBG. DFBG. So this one was our fourth or fifth leading gapper. $5, 18% gap, 11 million share float with 33,000 shares of pre-market volume. Now, this one had a catalyst this morning, as you can see here. So there was a two headlines right at 7 and 7:02 a.m. And pre-market, it had popped up to a high of $5.55. When I looked at this one, I thought that, you know, it looked certainly interesting pre-market, not a lot of volume, but it was holding up, you know, relatively well, and it was really the second best looking gapper that we had on the scans. So I was, you know, interested and kept it on watch. It opened and dipped down to a low of 485 and then curled back up to 519. Now, what I typically do is I'll keep the stocks on watch that I'm watching with the level two windows up like this. So I had ACHV and DFBG just like this, watching them side by side. And I already had an order ready on DFBG at $5.50. So that order was ready to go. ACHV was actually at $3. So all I have to do is click the buy button if I want to jump in. I'm ready to go. So ACHV pops up, doesn't work, drops back down, take the loss. DFBG I'm watching, and all of a sudden I start to see volume coming in at 518, 519, 520, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I punch an order for 3,000 shares at 25. It pops up quickly. I press the button again. I get filled the second time right at $5.49. So just under the half dollar. All right, so now I've got 6,000 shares at an average price of like $5.38 or something like that. It squeezes up to 575, pulls back for a second, and as it curls back up, I add again at 575. So now I've got 9,000 shares, just under 9,000 shares at an average now of about 550. It squeezes up and taps a high of 595, and I'm selling into that squeeze. So I sold, looking at my orders here, I sold 4,400 shares at 580. I sold 950 shares at 594. I sold 944 shares at 589. And then I sold the rest as it came back down at 552. So unfortunately on this one, I gave it a second to pull back, and I actually was using a 15 second chart on this, which I'll sometimes use in the first like 5 minutes of trading. And what I was seeing here was this little consolidation. I had my hand on the buy button to buy if it broke over 70, 570, and boom, for a retest of high a day, because this is a micro pullback. That didn't happen. It broke the bottom of this channel, and so I sold the rest of my position down here. So my 3,000 shares that I added at 75, I actually lost, you know, 25 cents on those. So I was up more like 2,500 bucks on this one. And finished up 2,100. But green is good. I'm disappointed that it didn't hold up and has been fading since that opening squeeze, but it did give one opportunity. Since then, the only stock that's hit the scanners that's looked good was OGEN, O-G-E-N. However, this one squeezed up sort of just so quickly here, I didn't really feel like there was a good opportunity to get in. It then pulls back and I'm watching it, and I just wasn't today super interested in this stock. Partially because I could see the resistance at the 200 moving average at $1.49, $1.50. I thought that was gonna be a potential issue. It had room up to it. The volume seemed a little crowded. I was honestly surprised that it didn't get halted as it broke through a dollar. But for whatever reason, it didn't. And so that also sort of made me think that since it wasn't getting halted on circuit breakers, it wasn't going to go as parabolic or get as crazy. So I just left it alone. I did see DRYS popping up, was watching this on this little flag pattern here, but generally don't trust the stock very much. So no trades on that. GLBS is a shipping stock, has sympathy sometimes, but popped up and sold off. DCIX did the same. So really no momentum there in the shipping stocks today. This was another one that was very weak, GSL. Pre-market hit a high of $2 and is back down at a dollar. So kind of a little bit of a disappointing day in a way that we didn't have more momentum. If I hadn't hit DFBG, I don't know that there would have been anything else that I could have traded. I mean, it was really pretty slow. So TZOO... Travelzoo, yeah, a little bit of a move there, but pretty light volume. So I don't know. I'll be green today, happy with that, $1,600. So put it in the calendar here, make it official. So let's see, plus $1,667.32. It is going to now be my first green day. So one green day, the hot streak starts over. But that's okay. It's my 198th trading day of the year. And tomorrow is the last day of October. So I'll see if I can, finish October, closer to $40,000 of profit. I'm, would have to log in to my Lightspeed and see exactly where I'm sitting on the month. But yeah, somewhere around 100 or 40,000, that would be a nice target. Let's see, just log in quick and see where I'm at. It won't include today's profits, but it'll give me a bit of an idea of where I'm sitting. So, month to date as of yesterday was 38, 38,000. No, that didn't include yesterday's loss. So 38,000 minus 4,000 is 34,000 plus today, 35,600. So sitting around 35,600, you know, that's okay. A little below where I'd kind of like to be, but, you know, whatever. Green is good, and live to trade another day. So I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow, 9:15 for pre-market analysis, and hopefully we'll see some more momentum. Yeah, I just have a little calendar that I just kind of take my notes on and, you know, write my daily gains. So anyways, that's it for me. I'll see you guys back at it tomorrow morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.